Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Shout out to everybody up in Gainesville, too. Good morning to you.
Gainesville, home of the Red Elephants.
The Red Elephants.
Yeah, man, the Red Elephants.
Which school has are the Red Elephants?
Gainesville High School, man.
Okay, well, you can't say. I don't know if you're talking about a college. I don't know if you're talking about a high school. I don't know. I don't.
Or across town. Or a restaurant in Tallahassee, Florida called Red Elephant.
Okay. You know what? I realize I got to start. And while you're there, be sure you don't start seeing pink elephants. You got to get cut off.
No. You stay away from the bar.
I got to write down these names, man. I got to start writing these names down.
What's that?
Because I'm repeating them. I don't, you know, there's X amount number of communities in the surrounding area, and I, you know, spit out two or, maybe three and sometimes four a show, but I don't want to be redundant, so I have to start writing them down so I don't repeat myself. So tomorrow I'll go back and look, and I'll see that, oh, okay, on Saturday I gave shouts out to Locust Grove and North Druid Hills and now Gainesville.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm getting old. I may forget what I said the day before.
Communities. North Druid Hills is a street.
No, I said. Well, you said the area,
but the street, so you can.
No, well, maybe.
I'm saying Druid Hills is a community.
And you took care of that.
About on North Druid Hills, yeah, the area you talk about now is Brookhaven.
Okay. Well, no, I'm talking about North Druid Hills area, right there on 85. That area, wherever you want to talk about it.
Brookhaven.
Okay, but now Brookhaven's farther down, over off Peachtree. That's farther over. That's you're going anyway.
Brookhaven police come patrolling all over there, man.
Well, I'm sure they do.
The black and gold cars are all they all the way over there.
And they're enjoying the fact that we're fighting about them this morning because you won't let me designate a street from an area. And they know what I'm saying. If you were going to Fuzzy's back in the day, yeah, if you were going to Fuzzy's back in the day, they saying meet me over off North Druid Hills, and everybody knew what you're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. From the North Druid Hills on the one side.
Not the community.
Used to be a Piccadilly on the other side of 85. Now they got the big children's hospital right there. That place is beautiful.
Yeah.
The access road, got Guitar Center.
That's an awesome looking place. And you go across the street, you got the Emory Health area with the Hawks training facility with Emory Hospital, with Emory University. And it's an incredible facility. And that's part of the draw, really, for players to come and be a part of the Atlanta Hawks is all of the facilities that they have for the team. They got a couple of big green eggs out in the back of that place too, man. When the guys practice,
so the whole point for saying this is I got to remember who I shout out to. And it ain't just the street. If I was going to start doing streets, you know, last week it would have been Terra Boulevard. Everybody heading out Atlanta Motor Speedway. We got to talk about that too. That place has been is in the process. 15 minutes after the race ended, right? Everybody got their work boots on and hard hats and started tearing up the track.
They're taking it apart. It is in progress already at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The safer barrier walls are coming down, and they're gonna tear up that old pavement and put down a new surface. And you know, do some things, heighten the banking in the corners and tighten the lanes, make it a little more narrow. So that's what they're up to doing. But you know what I heard last week, and we're going to get into this. Adam Alexander is going to join us tomorrow morning at 7:20, by the way, Fox Sports. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the family feud at the end of last week's race between the brothers Bush. The big brother won, and little brother had his mouth stuck out at the end because big brother beat him. And
That's a nice picture. Bottom lip
bottom lip poked out. And afterwards, big brother says, "Hey, I was supposed to ride home with brother tonight. I guess he already left me, but I got the trophy." He's a grown man.
Yeah,
man.
But see, wearing a black hat with your brother don't really count as much as if you're doing it to another driver you're not related to.
Well, you know what, though? That's what makes it even more ridiculous. Man, your brother's dealing with something. His racing team has been sold to a new group. He's not sure what ride he's going to have next year. And he wins a race. And you're going to still come out and act like a you-know-what? Come on, man. And you know what? And I know he's probably playing into it. He probably figured there's some people who want to see what he's going to say. And he said, you know what? I'm going to show I'm being a hard you-know-what, even when it comes to my brother. So that's just Kyle Busch being Kyle Busch. But we got a lot of stuff happening in NASCAR. We got silly season that kind of kicked off this week. We got some people moving out of rides. They're in Loudon this week. Last year, Brad Keselowski won this race. This week, Brad Keselowski got a pink slip. He's got to go get another ride. Somebody else is going to drive car number two next year. They're already starting to do that type thing. So we'll get into all those things.
Yeah, we talked to Adam about that. You got more.
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. Some of the drivers expressed a concern about tracks being redesigned and redone without kind of asking, hey, what do y'all think about this? What do y'all – do you want, you know, because some of the drivers actually like the old surface, although it was tearing up the tires last week in the 90-degree heat. But still, you know, the drivers like it. It was like, and there's some kind of way you could consult the drivers, which would make these additions to the race schedule and the different track surfaces as we get more of the road courses. And it almost smacked like, you know, they talk with Denny Hamlin, who's a good friend with you-know-who, And he talks about the fact of almost like organizing NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Not for preparation
of a new track. You can't have that.
I'm just saying, and organizing the drivers, period.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
I'm talking like a union.
I got you. Yeah.
Well, we got folks from other sports being involved in this in people's ears.
I'm
smelling number 23.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
I'm smelling number 23's
Well, you got that.
Here.
You got what's his name? You know, who's what's Alvin? I can't remember Alvin Kamara's number. What's his number with the Saints?
41.
Okay, he's another voice that comes from
you. You got some folk, and remember also Roush Fenway Racing, who's involved as a percentage owner of the Boston Red Sox. You know, yeah, him too. So, I mean, are we, you know, some people whispering about NASCAR drivers having a union? Can you believe that?
Well, let's talk to Adam about that tomorrow. You set up a real nice tease. You got a number of things. I can't remember all of them. I think you started
7:20 tomorrow morning.
You started off talking about, you know, brothers fighting with each other. Listen, that goes back, you know, them Bush brothers, you know, brothers fighting, that goes all the way back. You look at your Bible. You look at your Bible. It talks about it in your Bible, Sam. You know, they talk about Abel giving it to his brother in the back with a cane. So, you know about all that stuff. It's in the Bible.
With a cane? Okay, all right.
That was an old line from a show. You were supposed to tickle. All right, here we go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That was literally a line from All in the Family. Archie just gets everything wrong. I remember when Abel gave it to his brother in the back with a cane. 10,000. 10,000. And the number is growing. Tokyo Olympic volunteers are quitting at a rapid rate. As we sit here and we were going to talk about the Olympics and not just the sports, but the games overall. Everybody wants them to get off. These guys are putting this thing together and trying to get it off with some sort of weaponry pointed at them. We'll just put it like that because this thing's a year late, but there are sponsors whose money is committed and they're going to try and get this thing. They're going to try and put this TV show together because that's what it is. It's a TV. It's a 2-week TV show, and they're going to try their best. Now, there may be some, and they're going to do it with not much aesthetics either, because what? There's no fans. The biggest of the TV shows is the first one, and they're not going to be able to do that. We talked to you, our friend, your friend who's the hurdler last week, and
Kenny Selman. Well, he's not going to go because everybody's not going to go over there because you don't go until you have your event.
Right, but I'm saying the opening ceremonies, that's not going to be the same. That's the biggest TV show of them all.
It's going to be some form of an opening ceremony, but here's the catch, and we're burying the lead. This morning, a report has just come out. They just had your first positive test in the Olympic Village.
I was just getting to that next. Yep.
You just had your first positive test in the Olympic Village. 11,000 athletes supposed to stay in this area. But here's the deal. Tokyo is a 13-hour difference from the United States.
Yep.
13 hours. And they're going to do the Olympics opening, their version of an opening ceremony, at 8 o'clock their time, which is going to be 7 o'clock in the morning our time.
Yep.
So if you want to be a live sporting event, it's going to be the first time opening ceremonies are going to be carried internationally, and we got to wake up at 0:30 to see it.
Here's the crazy thing, though, Sam, and you're absolutely right. But see, this is where we are in 2021. The network, NBC in this case, used to be able to control when you saw them. It might have happened at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, but you didn't see it. You didn't have the internet the way it is presently set up. So they would package everything and
embargo everything.
And then put it on when they wanted to in prime time. Them days are gone. Not only that, you got people who ain't watching even when they're supposed to be doing it live. They're still going to record it or somehow watch it later on. So the viewing of this Olympics and the ones moving forward are going to be so unique depending on your age, what you got going on in your life, where you're watching it, how you're viewing the Olympics. It really is just something to marvel how this is all going to be spread out amongst everybody who cares about this thing. And I don't even
thing.
Be...
Greg.
Pardon?
If you win a medal, you're going to put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come and put the medal. They're going to pick that thing up on a coat hanger. Here you go. Put it around your neck. Yeah, you're the winner. Go ahead, man.
Well, maybe they'll have – listen, this is Tokyo. Maybe they'll have one of those they have a robot bring it to you.
No. They said athletes go put their own medals on.
Well, a robot will deliver it. They'll be standing on a podium and just like that Domino's commercial. You know,
They have them on a tray. Yeah. They prop them up there. And when you walk up on the stand, just get your medal there and just put it around your neck. There you go.
Yeah.
And
pick it up like pieces.
Wow.
Again, may you live in interesting times.
This is where we are
right now, man. And the good news is we didn't have to spend time on speculating what we're going to see from Team USA basketball, men's or women's, because we just don't know. We don't know who's going to be on the team. They're already, people are leaving. People are joining the team. I hope they're bringing some defenders on, to be honest with you. They got plenty of people scoring. It's the defenders that Team USA needs. I have not seen any of the women's Team USA play, but they're struggling just as much, correct?
Oh, yeah. They've dropped a couple, which is totally almost unheard of.
All right. We come back here. Mr. Crenshaw is going to bring us back and introduce you or reintroduce you to a friend of the show, Eddie Gonzalez. Going to join us talking Truist Atlanta Open. Tennis, that is coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the Odyssey app. I'm here again. The time is right.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg in for Thomas Mott on a Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Martin! I like this spot. I like doing that. You did a good job. Now give me a city. Give me a street. Give me something. Give me a parking lot. I don't care.
To the folks down in College Park.
Okay. Chuck D's area. That's all I know about that. I don't know no high school teams. I don't know nothing else. I know that's Chuck D's area. That's all I bring. And by the airport.
There you go. Very good.
So, okay. You know all the high school stuff. I know that other stuff. That's just as important. And I think our guests will back that up.
Very much. We know an area that he's very familiar with, and the fact that we're going to bring people back to the area for some of the best tennis on the planet.
As Absolutely.
Atlanta Open returns this summer. We missed having it last year. And tournament director Eddie Gonzalez joins us now on the waitforit.com hotline. We welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Let's do a little shout-out for Rome, Georgia, my hometown today.
Absolutely. Good morning, Rome.
And good morning, Atlantic Station, where our tennis term is going to be back next week. We're excited and ready to go.
Eddie, what was – oh, Sam, sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to ask, for you, what was last year like?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was tough for all of us. I mean, our kind of our doomsday was May 15th. That's when we knew just the pandemic being a global stage and the ATP tour just hit the pause button for events, you know, in the summer, which we were a part of. And so that was tough, but it was the right decision. Too many unanswered questions for the tour and live events. But fast forward, it gave us now – you know, 12 extra months to get to where we are now. And, you know, our number one commitment now is a safe, healthy, and fun event. And we can see just how fans have embraced coming back to Hawks games indoors, the Peachtree Road Race, Atlanta United, and the Braves. And being such a strong tennis community, we're going to have a fun event starting next Saturday.
Spending time here on the waitforit.com hotline with Eddie Gonzalez. He is the tournament director of the Truist Atlanta Open. Last time we were in Atlantic Station, there was a different name for this event. That has changed as well, Eddie.
You know, when you've got a parking lot and you turn it into a world-class tennis tournament every year, you can make changes. And this year we've actually moved our stadium closest to the interstate. We needed to do that for two reasons. You know, number one is just that great highway visibility. I mean, there's 600,000 cars a day that drive by that corridor, and it gives you a month to basically be a billboard. But number two, more importantly, we needed to add more seats. We had multiple sold out sessions in 2019. So that allows us to add seats. But then with that as well, is just have a better flow within the venue. So great separation for the stadium. Our secondary court that we call the grandstand court. We got a third court that's kind of our family zone court for our tennis patrons to be able to have fun and try out new rackets and different things and clinics. And, of course, we got our music stage and our food court and retail stores, so plenty of room to spread out. And we're excited to showcase that, you know, this year.
Eddie Gonzalez joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, Eddie, we, Sam and I pride ourselves in helping people find out where their jobs are around the city, and we've been doing that since we were together. By extension, not so much jobs, but what's the volunteer situation look like out for the tournament next week? And are there still needs for those?
Yeah. Well, we couldn't do what we do without the strong volunteer community from the tennis community here, whether it's ushers, ticket takers, you know, drivers, people with background in security. That's crucial for us. And we probably have a total of 400 volunteers. And again, there's no way we could put that sort of team on the payroll, you know, our ball person team. And, you know, what a thrill for some of these young aspiring tennis players to be right there on the court. And there's just been a variety of different protocols now, you know, in place. One of the neat things to kind of just pivot for a minute, though, is you're going to see less people on the court this year because we're embracing the new technology called Hawkeye Live that allows the technology to call the lines. So that will remove eight people from, you know, our officials from needing to be on the court other than the chair umpire. And so it's embracing technology. It's something that we're unveiling this year. We're also going to be using digital back walls. That's going to be a new enhancement. We were really the first tournament in the U.S. to use any sort of digital signage, and we've really enhanced it this year for the back walls. And so our volunteers and staff have been working hard to make sure things like that are ready. And You know, the cars will be arriving this week, and the play to pick up the players that first players should be arriving on Thursday. And Sam knows because he was part of our media day. But our player field as strong as it's ever been this year. So we're going to have great players playing every day. And on top of that, we're the only men's tournament in the world that kicks off with a women's exhibition.
Yeah.
And so we've got Kim Clijsters and Sloane Stephens are going to play on our Sunday night, and that's going to be just a great way to kick off our event this year.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Eddie Gonzalez. He is the director of the Truist Atlanta Open. The dates, once again, July 24th to August 4th at Atlantic Station. One of the most unique and, I think, incredible tennis venues anywhere to see the best players in the world. Eddie, we just talked about the Olympics are happening, and there are a lot of top players, great players, who opted out of the Olympics, and they're going to come play here instead, right?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we, you know, have experienced in the past. And, you know, when I first joined the team, you know, there was some concern about what our player field was going to look like. But if you go back to 2012, an Olympic year, Andy Roddick won our event. You go back to 2016, in which we really embraced and celebrated, you know, the 20th anniversary of the Atlanta Olympic Games at that point. That was Nick Kyrgios beating John Isner in our finals. So those are really strong events. And so we expected last year to have a strong field. And then when the Olympics were canceled and we had to hit the pause button on our event, you know, fast forward, yeah, there's still a lot of concerns about traveling to Tokyo. And of course, they recently decided not to allow fans, and they're limiting the amount of entourage that can come. And so when ATP pros have not had the opportunity to play in ATP events and earn prize money and ranking points, it's tough to decide to go to the Olympics when those aren't available in the Olympics, because that's an international event. It's not part of the ATP tour. And with the other protocols and traveling to go all the way to Tokyo, then come back to the U.S. to get ready for the U.S. Open. So as a result, yes. I mean, the young Americans, Taylor Fritz, Riley Opelka, savvy veteran John, and then you sprinkle in some of the international players. Our number one seed right now is going to be Grigor Dimitrov, formerly number three in the world from Bulgaria. Our two seed, Jannik Sinner from Italy, a young and up-and-coming player that the tennis community really knows. He's got a bright future. And then, of course, Nick. You know, Nick is very patriotic. Nick Kyrgios, very patriotic, as all the Aussies are. And it was going to be a challenge for him to go to Tokyo and then come back here with the quarantining and the limited amount of people that could go with him. And he loves Atlanta. We've got a really strong reputation among the players of being very player friendly. And what that means is, you know, having that hotel, the 12 hotel right there on site at Atlantic Station, being able to walk to your practice courts and walk to go get food, or now the movie theater that's been renovated and open. And so just, you know, typically players have to get in a car and go 15 minutes one direction to the practice courts and maybe 15 minutes the other, go to the stadium venue. Well, for us, I'll put our venue up against any other tennis venue in the world, because those Midtown skyline views and having all those amenities right there, and that's helped, you know, have us, you know, have that strong player field that Sam, you were alluding to.
You know, I got to tell you something. I got Eddie Gonzalez joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listening to you talk about this tournament, if I tapped in a minute or two in and didn't know this was the Truist Open, it sounds like you're talking about one of the majors. It could have been a conversation I'd have been listening to, people talking about the U.S. Open up in New York. You sound like you could not be prouder of the growth of this event.
Well, thank you. And yes, we are. And we've always, you know, I've told people before, I think the greatest annual sporting event is the U.S. Open. And it's not just because of the tennis. It's New York City. It's night matches. It's people watching. It's the restaurants. It's the shops. It's basically the place to be and to be seen. And that's what we want to be. We want to be that mini U.S. Open with those great Midtown skyline views and having the restaurants and the shops right there and the great world-class tennis and men and women now, again, with that Sunday night match and having that great player field. And best of all, Greg and Sam, as you know, the worst seat at our venue is about 14, 15 rows from the court, and tickets for qualifying start at $10. So our worst seat is like being at a courtside box at any other tennis event or any other sporting event. And ticket sales have been strong, and, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't put in a plug for AtlantaOpenTennis.com if you do have an interest, because we do have a price point for any budget, you know, whether you have a family of four that want to come or you really want to entertain. And then with the, you know, with the top tier tickets, we have some of Atlanta's top restaurants and chefs that include access to, you know, their food and open bar. And so again, just having an opportunity and price point for any and all to enjoy.
Eddie, I want to once again let you remind people about the qualifying and how that's some of the best tennis of the week, and that gets things started. The guys are out there scrapping and battling for each and every point to try to get into the main draw. It really is, to me, some of the best tennis people get to see the entire week of the tournament.
Yeah, you know, that's next weekend. It'll start next Saturday and Sunday. And the way ATP Tour events are set up, you know, just as we are as well, is that Saturday and Sunday is a 16 draw, and the top four players win their way into the main draw. And, you know, our cutoff, you had to be ranked 74 in the world or better to get into our main draw. So that means if you're 75th in the world, which normally you're getting into any major or, you know, a lot of other tennis tournaments around the world, you're in the main draw. But, Greg, to your point, it shows you how strong our player field is. I mean, we have in our qualifying right now is Kevin Anderson, who's unfortunately coming back from some injuries, but he was 3 in the world just a couple of years ago, getting to the finals of Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. You got Fernando Verdasco that has a win over Nadal a number of times, a former top 10 player in the world. You know, Dennis Kudla, a young American who just got to the third round of Wimbledon. And so, yes, you're going to see some unbelievable tennis with these players trying to get two match wins to then, you know, join the rest of that group in the main draw. And those tickets start at $10. So it's going to be great tennis. And kids actually get in free that weekend. You know, so a child 13 years of age or younger, accompanied by a paid adult, you get to come in for free. So that's a good, fun kids weekend that allow people to come in and enjoy the tennis.
I got to ask you before we let you go I'm going to mispronounce his name, so forgive me, but the Atlantic Open Challenge, the Trick Shot Challenge, giving people an opportunity to win two VIP tickets. Is it Steph York or working?
We just call him Stefan. Okay. So, but he's developed I guess he would be the Harlem Globetrotters of tennis.
Okay.
So we've got and he's developed a strong reputation of being able to imitate players and do some trick shots. We unveiled that yesterday, in which if you can imitate the trick shot, you can win two VIP tickets to join us at the finals, and that's fun.
Yeah, plus merchandise prize pack, including Andy Roddick autograph. You have to go to the website,
right?
Truist Atlanta Open, yep, to see Stefan. But yeah. I saw this and I was like, I'm trying to think of what I could do. And yeah, there's no way I'm winning any VIP tickets, but there's probably people out there who can do all kinds of crazy stuff. So Sam, I wanted to make sure we got that out of Eddie you should go out there, man. We want to see you on the driveway, Sam, trying your trick shot. Of course, you don't need the VIP tickets.
He's a VIP already.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. We're just looking forward to great time, and great to have everything back at Atlantic Station to have tennis. And they've done a lot of new things with Atlantic Station.
Absolutely.
Since the last event there as well. So I think people will enjoy just being there in that around. I call it a village. I call it a tennis village, and it's our tennis village. And Eddie, we're looking forward to seeing it starting next weekend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Eddie.
Really appreciate you having me. We'll see you next weekend.
And shout out again to Rome. Rome, Georgia. Beautiful Rome, Georgia. Anyway, yeah, man. I saw this trick shot dude. I'm like thinking, what can I do trick shot wise? And, you know, I marvel if I can do that, you know, hit behind, between your legs, back across the court. That'd be the only thing, but everybody does that now. So I don't know what that trick shot is.
Not everybody. I haven't tried that one. I do it over the shoulder. I do pretty mean over the shoulder.
All right. Anyway, we are, 8 o'clock hour. Ooh, you know what we got to do next? I guess that's me. Let you know about jobs. We're talking about the volunteer jobs. And the Truist are going to do a casting call next. Let you know where some of the jobs are in front of and behind the camera. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg, special Saturday edition, in for Thomas Mott. We'll be in our usual spot tomorrow from 6 a.m. until 10 on a Sunday morning. Sam, earlier we were talking to Eddie Gonzalez and mentioned that we are going to be talking. Actually, before we were talking to Eddie Gonzalez, you had mentioned that we're going to have Adam Alexander joining us tomorrow. We're also going to have Deshaun Tate join us tomorrow, kind of recapping what we're going to see tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And there's somebody else who's going to be joining us, but their name, for the moment, escapes me. We've got it written down, you know. We have got so much going on in front of us. Do you remember who that is?
We got Smoking Joe Patrick, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course we got Joe. Sorry about that, Joe.
We got Joe.
And Joe's going to be – we're not going to let just Joe go on about his thoughts on the Braves. We got a real situation going on with Atlanta United. We need to get to the bottom to it. He wrote an article about it. Was it Dirty Soccer?
Dirty South Soccer, yeah.
So, we're going to – Talk to him tomorrow.
Also tomorrow morning at 6:40, we're going to talk some high school football. Jeff Fisher is going to join us from High School Football America. Remember I told you he's put out that top 100 in the country list and ain't got none of our folk in the top 10 from Georgia? And we're going to talk to him about that tomorrow.
I like the way you said that. We're going to talk to him about that tomorrow.
You got all them California schools and Florida schools and Katy, Texas and all them people I know. But we got some strong teams in our state, and we're gonna find out what kind of computer he used, or you know, what algorithms or whatever he used to come up with none of our folk in the top 10. Got a lot of them go up to the top 20, top 25. We got some, but we like to think we got some top 10 talent in this state.
Well, you can thank it. Maybe not the case this year. Maybe we'll work hard and get there next year. On this 17th day of July, we say happy birthday to the man who will never get a free meal in Buffalo, New York, Scott Norwood.
Ooh, after all, you sure you won't? After all these years, somebody give him a meal.
Yeah, they give him a meal to go. If you don't know who Scott Norwood is, he was the kicker. When you say wide right, you're talking about Scott Norwood. Yeah. That was the first opportunity for those Buffalo Bills teams with Kelly and Marv Levy and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith, all them guys, to start a run. Could you imagine? Had he made that field goal, what might have happened?
That was one of the most memorable Super Bowls because of the way it started with Whitney Houston singing the national anthem, and because of the way it went down to the very last second. Mm-hmm. And before that, so many Super Bowls have been like foregone conclusions by the end of halftime, some of them. And that was, to me, was the one that was very memorable.
And I still say,
start to finish.
When losing or not, one of the greatest feats in American sports to make it to four straight Super Bowls. Yeah, they lost, but again, the intestinal fortitude to get back up and do it again and get all the way to that game. Okay, and it wasn't like there was a whole bunch of scrubs in the AFC at that point either, but Buffalo having that run, four straight Super Bowls. Yes, the lead is that they lost them all, but to get there, show me someone else who has done that. To four straight like that. Again, Minnesota Vikings lost four, but it was spread out over a period of time. But yeah. Four in a row. So, listen, we can drive you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall. This is what we do every week. We talk about job opportunities. I'm always going to be talking about it because as long as we're doing this, I'm going to have a casting call for you. And with the industry here and flourishing, but again, we don't know what's going to happen a month from now. Given what is going on outside, they're one of the first ones, or one of the early ones as a business to shut things down. And then it became really strange. Now, this is not going to be like last year when the industry shut down, but it may affect a number of productions. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. But right now, everything's going well. You're going to have protocols in place. Just know that you're going to have to do your due diligence, okay? And you're going to have to plan on going and getting tested and passing those tests before you get on set. But I have been telling people for the last few weeks, as there are those of you out there who are between jobs or looking for a job opportunity or looking for a job behind the camera, one of the ways to get in there, and I send you to the Georgia Film and Television Sourcebook to let them know, yeah, you are a licensed electrician or you are a certified mechanic, whatever it might be that will get you on a set. Sometimes the best way to meet the people who will point you in the right direction or put you next to somebody is do an extra job. First time you get on set, you keep your mouth shut, you do what you're supposed to do, but you learn, you watch, you see what's going on. Don't listen to, if there's a bunch of knuckleheads over in the corner talking about what they're going to do next, don't pay attention to them. You want to focus on watching what the crew's doing, saying, hey, I can go talk to this guy, or I can go talk to her. I'm a makeup artist. I want to go do that. I have, whatever your skill set is, get on set. You'll have an opportunity to ask a question or two about who you might want to ask because you're going to be on set for 8, 10, 12 hours sometimes. And say, listen, I'm a driver. I got a special license. I got, you know, that class, whatever. So I'm just telling you there are ways to go about it, and then there's ways to go about it. So for me and what I do for you every week is try to get you guys jobs as extras. If your real focus is getting on a crew and something behind the cameras, do an extra job. A, you're going to learn set etiquette, but also you're going to know who to talk to. Do a couple. But the first one really is to get there, pay attention, bring comfortable shoes, something to keep you busy, and just make yourself available and don't cause any headaches. Every casting director that I've had on Casting Call here has told you the same thing. If you're doing a scene out by Lake Lanier and it's a beach scene and actress, whoever, I'm not going to throw anybody out there, but you find yourself standing next to them for whatever reason at the end of a scene and the crew has to change the cameras, don't pull out your camera and ask for a selfie. You just don't do that. That's a good way to find yourself back on 85 heading home. But there are ways to go about it. So again, 929thegame.com/casting call. You're going to see some opportunities for you. Hilton Casting doing a number of projects. The HBO Staircase, they're doing P-Valley. Also got a new project heading down to Savannah. I'm going to have that on the next casting call. Destination Casting, still doing a number of projects. Bina Warren is still doing the Celebrity Atlanta, Celebrity Style Atlanta Wedding Show. Looking for people, those of you who want to get married between August of this year and February of next year, divorce court, for those of you who want to do just the opposite. And again, if you're looking for those jobs, those opportunities that are posted regularly for behind the camera, the help want, all of that stuff, it starts at Georgia.org. And I walk you through where to find those up on their website. Voiceover work, I give you a couple opportunities to get in front of some people. And whatever that need is, if you're going to start from the beginning, building your demo, which is going to be the longest thing that you do, meaning time-wise. Most time consumption is putting that demo together, but they can help you with that. Not only Bill Seller, but Atlanta Voiceover Studio. And I also give you the list of all the casting directors. It is just too busy. It is absolutely too busy right now for me to put up every job opportunity as far as an extra. And it may change in a number of hours, okay? So it's best for you to know where to find these for each one of these casting directors. And I don't mind you doing it. Listen, when there was an actual need when we first started doing this, but I think right now, get you guys educated on how to do it, and you do it yourself. And just wake up in the morning, go to your computer, and find out what's Katrek Casting putting up? What's Casting TaylorMade putting up this week? January Destination Casting, or Patrick, my man. Shout out, Patrick. I know you're listening this morning. I just saw your text over at Extras Casting Atlanta got going on. So you go to their places, their website, Facebook page, Twitter page, wherever they're posting stuff. Boom, start submitting yourself. Couldn't be easier. And I give you the generic version. Get yourself in front of a blank wall, three pictures, headshot, waist up, and then to the side, or full body shot, and dress as best as you can to the role that you're submitting you for. And you could submit yourself for three or four a day if you're what they're looking for. They're always looking for fresh faces. So you guys got any questions, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. You can also see, ooh, I didn't put the link. I just popped it out there on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. Yep, so the list is there, too.
Greg. I want to remind people, too, the importance of going to sources that are available. There are a number of sources. You are one of the sources, and you're connected to them when finding out about opportunities, because things are happening all over the place, and people are aware of them. But then there are folks that will come up and say, hey, I'm working on something. And, I don't want to say they don't show credentials, but I happened to, see something yesterday, and I really hadn't gotten into you with you. I was working on something for the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
And we were shooting something, and we had some young ladies who were, and we were taking part of it. And someone just came over to him and said, hey, I'm working on something. I'm looking at so-and-so project. Don't y'all want to be a part of it? I'm looking for some folks to be cheerleaders. And I'm like, y'all, there's a way for him to do that. And there's a way for you to do that. I hope you check and make sure this person is,
That's like the club. Listen, if anybody been to a club, yeah, I'm this guy, I'm doing this, I'm shooting this tomorrow, ladies. You want to come by the house? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. But I think most people are educated enough to know when they see something unseemly in front of them, or hear from that guy or woman, whatever the case may be. But yeah, you don't walk up. You guys are shooting something. You're saying that somebody approached you, or somebody approached some of the ladies who were there and tried to hide and hire them right then.
Well, just letting them know that and see, I guess they would be interested or whatnot. Since we were doing something with a camera, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm just saying that. And he could have been legit, but I'm just saying.
There's a way of doing things. You're right.
There's a way of things of doing things that are professional.
Yes.
And there are people who are in this city who, like you said, Greg, it is a serious business, and you want to have the correct etiquette and decorum when you're part of it. And so that's what we mentioned. And these are the people that we profile and introduce you to when we do the casting call, because the business is so prevalent in our area. And, so that's just something that I noticed, man. I hadn't even talked with you about it, but I saw that just yesterday.
Yeah. So, again, $10 billion dollars poured into this state by the industry. This is pre-pandemic, but it's headed back in that direction. And again, the business of show business, especially post-COVID, ain't nobody cutting corners. If somebody asked you and did what you did or what you overheard, you know, what's the, it's not the job. It's the job, and then we're going to be testing you twice beforehand. Then you know they're doing their due diligence. Then you know they're legit. Then you know that they're not worried about getting sued because they're cutting corners. We've seen enough of that. Not as prevalent as it used to be, but it's still there. Man, I was going to ask you about a bicycle that you first had. What was your first bike? Real quick, Sam.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, tell me in a minute. Tell me in a minute. The reason I'm asking is a need for bike riders here, bike couriers on this casting call. Again, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. If you've got any questions, you're going to see the entire list, though, at 929thegame.com/casting call. I want to find out when we come back what Mr. Crenshaw's first bike he had growing up. And there's a reason we're asking. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com, also the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.